Beautiful one, welcome to the October new moon. I'd like to take this time to invite you into doing the sacred ritual and spiritual practice of the manifesting new moon ritual. It's a way to facilitate miraculous impact and transformational change in your life. Now is the time for not holding back what is ready to be written into your life by you, for you, and with you. We are in a co-creation time. It's actually a much more succinct way to even describe what the new moon is. It's a time of new creations. It's a time of new beginnings. And this specific one is a culmination of everything that we have been going through a deep cycle over the past 13 years and coming into completion and new beginnings. So just think back to your life. Into 2006, approximately, there was a huge shift in a whole new way in which your life was moving, unfolding. And the intensity that you have went through the last 13 years has shaped you for what is ready right now to come through. Now is your time for not holding back. You are already connected to your greatest possibilities to be reconciled, restored, and manifested into form, transformation for you. And what's next? There is incredible power when you use this sacred time to write it right. Pen to paper, antenna to God, source, the universal loving presence. It bridges that connection with your inner world, with your outer world. And then it helps you co-create what is the rich, beautiful life that you are meant to be living, that is designed within your own remarkable soul and imprint of your life. These next few weeks, Mercury is going to go into retrograde. And you're going to get a chance to look deeply at how you are reshaping this new cycle. Because you've done a lot of dissolving, clearing, dismantling. If you felt any of these disruptions that have happened, both personally and collectively, it's all been designed to bring about clarity, connection, and the transformation for the new wave that's coming through in your life, the new chapter that's ready to be written. One of the most fundamental roots that you can lay down for yourself right now is connective connection to stay true to the new path that you're clear about. That's ready for you. And even if you're not clear, you're living into it. You're being called to create a whole new way for yourself. So the October new moon focus, it's about new relational connections. This has been the theme for quite some time now. The theme of relational connections continues to be up for all of us in ways to reshape and shift personally and collectively. All we have to do is look, and we can see it in our culture. We can see it in the collective. And whatever is happening in your own personal realm, I want you to know it's not personal to you as if something's wrong. It's not that at all. It's about a new progress to a paradigm that's ready to emerge. And that progress you are in the inside of. So any of this that you have felt that has been disruptive or even a feeling of pain and suffering that's been getting your attention, it's all about helping you get clear on your intentions with your power. You are a power being creating reality. Now, the words creating reality can get thrown around almost in a way that we can become numb to really what it's saying. Where is the origin of these words? Reality is what's becoming real. This is why I use a lot in this Remarkable Souls Dream Alive Tribe idea is that we are here to dream alive, bring into reality, have it become real, that which is inside of us that wants to bridge and co-create with life. So everything that's of the old power over paradigm versus understanding that we are power beings integrating, interconnected, creating a power with paradigm, it's all shifting. Everything in the way that we relate in relationship is shifting in a profound new way. So this opportunity you have during this aligning time, that's when the sun, the moon, and the earth are in alignment. It's a natural boosting time to really give attention to those intentions that want to power up your power paradigm. It comes back to that simple story of when Oprah made that conscious decision to have intentional TV, that she was never going to air an episode of The Oprah Show unless she was clear about the intention, that it completely changed how her shows went from that point forward. And it was a power agent of change within our culture, even how talk shows went from that point forward. And that was all built on this one idea. She had given attention to the intention. And that's always what the new moon is about. It's really about inspiring those intentions that's relevant for this energetic portal of time. I often talk about how Mercury retrograde is not something to be scared of. It gets a bad rap, where Mercury retrograde is actually a gift because it's a time to rewrite, rewire, reshape a whole new way. So as we enter into the Mercury retrograde period following this new moon, which is going to begin on October 31st and it's going to go through November 20th, we are going to have the opportunity to take all these intentions that we want to create this weekend, all these intentions that we are giving our attention to, into creating the second focus, which is a whole new cycle. And we're going to have the opportunity to really live into. There's one thing to talk about what we want, but the real work happens as we begin to reshape and live into it. And we're interacting and showing up in a whole new way. So the second focus is whole new cycles. Whatever has been a long source of suffering and discomfort has been dismantling for a whole new format and foundation to cycle in. So get clear and allow your clarity to energize the intentions, the inspiring intentions right now that you're feeling that's alive in you. We are wired to be inspired. It's what's alive in you. The light and radiance of what you want to create right now is the most important power source you have, because that is what will dissolve the shadows. The shadows are not something you have to take on. They're something that you have to rise in. What's the truth for you? What are those authentic, aligning actions that come from inspiration for you? And you know how you know it? Because you feel it. You are wired to be inspired. All of your feel-good chemistry. This is a lot of times what people will talk about is, how do I want to feel? What they're really touching into is, how can I be in a source of feeling my inspiration, which is being in the spirit of you? Because sometimes feelings have a wave that come and go into places that maybe are not true or don't feel good. But when you really get truthful on, how do I want to be in my inspiration and feel that inspiration where it's in the spirit of me, where I'm wired to be inspired with what's true to me, that's when you know you're in alignment with your authentic life print of who you are. So write it right. Define that for yourself. Because the third focus, it's embracing the expansion. The old completed cycle that's been dissolving, leaving, transitioning into something new is being gracefully replaced by embracing your expansion in a whole new way, in a way that you've never seen before. And the most recent mantra that I had that's relevant to this is, let grace in action lead you into a new season of prosperity to bless your expansion beyond your wildest dreams. This is also a time of quantum prosperity. When I say quantum prosperity, it's not prosperity that comes in a 1, 2, 3 ABC linear way. It's quantum. It's 360. It's all around. And in the field of all pure possibility to everything that is touching you, a part of you, and connected to you right now. This is also a prosperity time that we're entering in, which is pro the spirit of you. And when you make that alignment and you get inside that, you're going to feel that prosperity pathway, really build momentum for your progress for yourself. Coming up in the month of November, inside Remarkable Souls, the monthly Support It Call membership that I'm offering, we are going to be doing a 21-day prosperity pathway mantra challenge where there's going to be daily mantras, journal prompts, mini meditations, and deeper immersion dives into really expanding that prosperity. So I want you to think about that for this new moon of this is the cycle we're entering into. So I'm going to be running this from November 4th through the 25th of November, right? It's going to end that week that Thanksgiving starts. And it's such a beautiful way because the month is going to also be in this place of the thank you and the gratitude of the prosperity that is here, that is now, that is abundant. And what a beautiful way to go into the Thanksgiving and holiday time after that. So that's going to be available for those that are inside the Remarkable Souls. Eventually, I will make it an a la carte course available as something you can get at a later time. But however, right now, it's going to be available inside the Remarkable Souls. The most important thing I want you to remember is that you are a prosperous being and you're here to expand your prosperous heart. And prosperity is the nature of you. It's pro the spirit of you. And getting into that authentic alignment is what this new moon is offering to you in a profound new way. The last 13 years have been preparing you for this whole new cycle and season that's ahead. So I want you to ask yourself these important questions during this new moon. What's most important to me right now that I feel very strongly to connect deeper with in my life? Where do I need to be open for more support in a new way? Where are you deeply yearning for more authenticity in your own agency to activate your clarity of intentions? That's right, your clarity of intentions. Not where you're flipping yourself inside out, accommodating the world around you's intentions in order for you to have the clarity and connection to yourself and your own intentions. This new moon is about taking back that authenticity, that authorship of your own life and of your own agency to activate what is true for you, because that's where your inspiration sits, in the spirit of you. And that's where your prosperity becomes your pathway, pro the spirit of you. So what life area has been a source of relational or relationship pain or suffering that a new connection is calling forth for you? I want you to look to your life. What has felt missing or in constant struggle and strife? Has it been in your primary relationships? When I say primary, it's either that intimate partner or that missing intimate partner, or it's the primary relationships of your family unit in some capacity, or is it other relationships? That could be work relationships, friendship relationships, social relationships, or the struggle and strife could have been with career choices, your purpose, your path in that work environment. Are you recreating an old, outdated program in your work environment with your choices? This is just a question to look for, because for some people, they duplicate those parental programming dysfunctions again in their career choices. How about with financial value or hardships? Is there somewhere that you're having a relational source of struggle or strife that's shifting for a whole new way? Or is it with health and body wellness? These are just some of the topics. I mean, you can look at what relationally or relationship pain or suffering that has been a source. Just even look to the last 13 years, because this is a whole new cycle. This is really pulling up that shadow and allowing the light and truth to be the radiance that dissolves and dismantles. You've been doing the work on it. This is what you will have noticed probably in the last year and a half of your life. And my hope for you is to shine the light of true hope and inspiration, to give your intentions the light for manifesting into life what is real, the reality, and true for you. I'm also offering, if you want to go through a deep, guided, live new moon ceremony with me on Sunday, and it's going to be at the time of the new moon, you can register for this a la carte, or if you come inside the Remarkable Souls community, Dream Alive Tribe, then this is included in your membership. Whatever way is supportive to you, I want to invite you to give that gift to yourself. Take this new moon time, allow those intentions to integrate and become aligned with what's ready to activate for you. There's a whole new exciting cycle and season ahead. And I want you to remember, you are here to live your inspired, remarkable life. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.